Rejoice. I say it again, rejoice, Paul tells us. Have no anxiety or fears. If Paul were here today, we might say to him, have no anxiety, no fears? You've got to be kidding. We have all kinds of reasons to be anxious. Our government is in disarray, along with corruption and disruption in other governments throughout the world. Climate change is bringing devastating changes to our globe, and people are dismissing the reports. War and oppression are killing and maiming soldiers and civilians in multiple conflicts. And not only are we concerned about our country and the world, we have concerns for ourselves and our family. Our family dynamics are stressed. Are we doing the right thing for our children? Elderly parents need our help and care. Finances and health, whether mental or physical, are causing difficulties. And in the midst of all of this, we find ourselves in the season of anxiety. We will get it all done before Christmas. Will we get the right gift? Will everyone get along when we gather? As Alfred E. Newman once asked, what, me worry? You bet I'm worried. And Paul might say, wow, that is quite the list. But you know, having anxiety is nothing new. In today's gospel, the crowds, tax collectors, the soldiers ask, what should we do? And Jesus tells them, be other-oriented. Be generous with others. Treat them justly. Be honest. Have compassion. If all people were treated this way, the world would be a better place. And we might say, yes, yes, I've heard all of that before, and it's all well and good. But my concern is not about others. My concern is about me. And Paul might say, oh, I know it's about you. You made that perfectly clear. However, you might consider if you were other-oriented and not just so focused on yourself, it may help your anxiety. I would guess with all these worries, you figure you have to take care of it all by yourself. And we might say, of course, who else is going to help? And Paul might say, well, did you listen to the readings for today? Zephaniah tells the people of the Old Testament, your God is in your midst. God will rejoice over you and renew you in love. God will sing joyfully because of you. That same God is with us, just as in the Old Testament time. John reminds us of the time when one greater than he is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And now you are in the waiting time, Advent, the time before you remember and celebrate that day when Jesus became one of us. This Jesus, who was like us, had anxieties also. And what he did, he went to God for help. He prayed. He prayed to God to help him at those times. And so with you, you do not need to deal with these worries by yourself. Jesus is in your midst to be with you. Remember, your faith calls you to be a person of hope, not because the world offers us solid grounds for hope, but because God's love and power will ultimately be victorious. And we might say, I know what you say is true and has worked before, but then I slip back into the anxious state of mind, and I wonder again, where is God in all of this? And Paul might say, that's pretty normal. Your journey has not ended. You are still on the way. You will still have some anxieties from time to time. You just need to keep working at it. And hopefully it will all become easier and better. Life is difficult, and it always will be. Remember you are loved, and Jesus will share your pain with you. You call him the Prince of Peace, and that is what he wants to bring to you. Peace in your mind, your heart, your soul. Then we might say, thank you, Paul, I needed that reminder. And Paul might say, glad I could help. A few parting words, if I may. I would hope you could lighten up a bit, especially in this time of excitement, festivities, and joy. Have a few chuckles and laugh. Let me tell you a story that might help. There was a young priest, and he was going to give his first homily in Advent. So he started out, "Behold, I come," and his mind went blank. So he tried it again, "Behold, I come," and still nothing. So one last time he leaned over the pulpit and he said, "Behold, I come." And he lost his balance and fell out of the pulpit right into the lap of a lady in the first pew. And he got up and he was so embarrassed and he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so humiliated." And the lady said, "No, don't worry. That's okay. I should have expected you. You warned me 3 times. And so, in these last few days of Advent, recall the Prince of Peace is coming. Have joyful hope, which brings with it a faith-filled certainty that all will be well. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guide your hearts and minds. Rejoice and be glad. And you might ponder the question, how will I welcome Jesus this Christmas?